Well, wonderful to be here and to have this opportunity to share with you about Advent. And we'd like to start with just a two-minute YouTube video that tells us all about Advent. Thank you. Trevor, maybe if you leave the lights off, it might all work better, a bit better, if that's okay. Right, so we can all go home now, really, can't we? I mean, that was fast, wasn't it? I better earn my keep and unpack it a little bit, hadn't I? Right, so Advent is... thank you, Darren. Advent comes from the Latin... Adventus, and it means arrival and coming. And last week, it was so lovely that Charlotte unpacked that a little bit for us, and she encouraged us to find spaces in this busy time. She talked about thy kingdom come and about our lives being fertile ground and her seeds. That was just beautiful, wasn't it? And we need kingdom seeds in our own lives that we can be productive and help seeds to be planted and to grow in the lives of others. And I have to admit that until a couple of years ago, all Advent meant to me was a chocolate calendar, and I didn't really appreciate that Advent had a deeper meaning. And so to me, it's been a recent revelation, but... is it? I haven't got a light on, have I? Not. I really rejoice in the fact that I've now learned a little bit more about the significance of Advent. So, Advent is a time of expectant waiting and preparation for the celebration of Christ's first coming to earth as a baby. So, we have a backward look. We think about the past. Secondly, it's about his presence among us today through the Holy Spirit. And of course, we have just finished doing chapters 14 to 16 of John, where it really was focusing on us hosting the presence of God through the Holy Spirit with us. So, of course, John 16:13, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. So that is really hot in our lives at the moment, as that's what we've just been doing. And then the future is looking forward to the anticipation of Jesus's second coming. And we don't talk in the church a lot about the second coming these days, but just Titus 2 verse 13, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Saviour Jesus Christ. And then a couple of verses from 1 Thessalonians 4. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. As a young Christian of six, those words meant a lot to me, that we are alive and we'll be caught up together in the clouds. As a new Christian, I thought, I really want to go to heaven, but I had one or two earthly things that meant perhaps a little bit more to me. And so I said to my mum one day, I said, Mum, I will only go to school today if you promise to sit all day holding on to my cot, which was a dolly's cot that my dad had made, because I said, if Jesus comes back today, I don't want to go to heaven without my cot. Wasn't that sweet? So it is a time of anticipation and expectation. And it is an anticipation, thanks Darren, for that waiting. And we look back, so those verses in Isaiah, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. And then Isaiah 9:6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And I really wonder what those words meant to people in the Old Testament, because it was a hope. We can look back and experience the reality of that when Jesus came to the earth. So I'd like today to just look a little bit about Advent traditions. And the first tradition that we have is the Advent, the Advent candle. And I've never sort of been into this, but of course, I bought a nice Advent candle, and it's marked with the 24 days of the month, and people in some places, they will light it and use it as a focus for prayer and meditation on the first day, and then the second day, and so on down. So the Advent candle is a tradition of Advent. Then secondly, we have the Advent calendar. And here we have, there's quite sort of, that looks quite a liturgical one. There we've got a nice nativity one. And these two in the middle are ones with surprises. Now, of course, we always have the silver paper that you rip off and get your chocolate out, or that's the one normally. But these ones, they've got real different like little present surprises in boxes there and in little pockets on the Christmas tree there. And we today have got a very, very special Advent calendar, which our young people made last Sunday. And this is going to help us to focus for the rest of the morning. And they've not taken it on a daily basis, but on the 4 weeks of Advent that we are considering today. And of course, so the whole point of Advent calendars is that you get a little surprise. Well, of course, I haven't got bits of chocolate for you, but if you'd like a little surprise, you can always have a Haribo and pass it on. So you have got a little surprise from the non-Advent calendar, as it were. So, and of course, most churches of England and Catholic Church, they have proper Advent services, and I actually went to one last week. But then the next tradition is the Advent wreath. And Mark shared this with us last week, and hence I was able to, oh, it smells nice, come up with the reason that, and of course for me, I never understood this. Wreaths always associated with funerals, and that was where it ended. But, you know, Mark suddenly brought this alive last week with his quiz, that the round circular wreath is a sign of infinity and of God's love and the eternity, eternal life that we have in Christ. So that's the Advent wreath that then becomes part of the Advent crown. And the Advent crown it symbolises the passage of the 4 weeks of Advent. And I want us to focus around this crown and sort of think about it, and we will have the children who will do some prayers and focus our thoughts. And the candles in the Advent wreath are 3 blue, 1 pink, and 1 white. And hence, did I say blue? I meant purple. I think in Catholic churches they're blue, and in Anglican churches they're more purple, but hence it's somewhere between the two, and hence my purple jumper. So the first candle that we have in the Advent wreath is a purple one, and it's the candle, the prophecy candle, or the candle of hope. And we've already had a couple of verses from Isaiah where the prophets foretold of the deliverer that would give hope to the people. And these verses from Romans 15 say, and again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. In him the Gentiles will hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope and the power of the Holy Spirit. And Cecilia, would you like to come and can you tell us about this first bit on the calendar and open the doors for... Well, I'll hold this and you open the doors, okay? So there. So it says hope. And did you do that last week?
Yeah, we put prayer hands to hope that something...
Oh, praying hands. Oh, isn't that lovely? So the hope comes from the praying hands. So if you would like to light this candle for me, and then you can say a prayer about hope. Is that okay? So, let's see. Always happens, doesn't it? There we go. Would you like to light the candle for me? The candle of hope? There we go. Thank you so much. And then I'll hold this for you.
Lord, we name before you those we know who are going through times of darkness. We think of them and ask, gracious God, that you may bring them light, hope, love and direction. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Yes, there are people. Thank you very much, Cecilia. Oh, have another sweetie. Very importantly, we, at a time like this, can focus on people who are facing sadness and sorrow and memories, and yet joy, that when we keep Jesus in the centre, whatever our feelings and our memories at this time of year, we have hope. And so we come to our second candle, which is the candle, the Bethlehem candle, or the candle of preparation. And it was a time of preparation, and Jamie's read us that beautiful passage about John the Baptist and the preparation that came through his ministry. And here it says, Luke 3, 4 to 6, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled and every mountain and hill made low. The crooked road shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all the people will see God's salvation. And that is a quote from Isaiah chapter 40. And it is a time of preparation and a time also of peace. It's the peace aspect that comes in this. So, Nia, would you like to come and talk to us about the preparation and tell us about this calendar and open it for us, please?
I
know, but we're talking about preparation.
So we did like Christmas crackers and like a turkey, because it was like they're preparing to have people round, and we're preparing to like for Christmas Day.
Oh, wonderful! So the preparations that we make for Christmas help us to think about the preparations that John the Baptist made, and also Mary had a lot of preparations, didn't she? So would you like to come and light this next candle? And
thank you.
Oh. Might need to go. There we go. Thank you very much. And read your prayer.
Lord, have mercy, bring out order out of chaos, protect the vulnerable, strengthen the weak, and give voice to the voiceless. Let your peace come to us, God, and let righteousness and justice flow like a river. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. And so we come on to the third candle. I don't need that, do I? The third candle, and this is a pink candle, and this is I really didn't know why it was. I thought it was to do with Mary, but anyway, it's rose is the liturgical colour for joy, And that's why it's the pink candle, the candle of joy. And it represents the joy that the shepherds experienced when they realised that the baby had been born. So Luke 2, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you, and he is the Messiah, the Lord." And so, joy, we've seen that there are sad memories, we've seen that there's troubled areas of the world, and yes, we have that deep joy in our hearts. When we were doing the Holy Spirit, we saw the aspects of joy as the fruit of the Spirit. And so that's where we are. So Tristan and Panache are going to come and tell us about your thing there. Have you, Trevor's got the hang on for you to talk into. There we go. Just stand to the side so people can see and talk into the microphone. Hold it close.
So Cecilia drew a angel because angels are very joyful and they come with peace and a really bright star.
Lovely, thank you. Right, do you want to come and light this candle? There we go. There we go, there's the pink one. Now if you'd like to read your prayer, please.
Lord of beauty and majesty, you revealed to simple shepherds the very joy of heaven in Jesus, but you were proclaiming to the whole of creation that things had changed forever. The Messiah, the Anointed One, had come.
Lord, we thank you that that same Jesus is the one that we meet by faith today. The Jesus of new life, forgiveness, and hope. It is with us. Hallelujah. We praise your name and join in with all the creation and celebration. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Right, and so we come to candle number 4, which is another purple one, and this is the angel candle, or the candle of love. And Panache just mentioned about the angels, and here I've got the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." And there are so many angels in the Nativity. Luke 1:11, we have the angel that appeared to Zechariah in the temple about John. Then Luke 1:26, which obviously is on the next slide. If we could just go to that, please. Mary was greatly troubled at the words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." So the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary. And then, of course, in Matthew 1:20, the angel appeared to Joseph to say, "Don't be afraid, this is okay, it's okay for you to take Mary as your wife." Then, of course, Luke 2:8 that we've just seen with the shepherds. And then in Matthew 2:13, the angel appeared to Joseph to tell him to flee to Egypt. And then in verse 19, another angel appears to Joseph to tell them to return to Israel. So there are in that short space of time, there were so many angelic visitations that are recorded in Scripture. So we need the next prayer, please, Maddie. Do you need to tell us about the love, don't you? Let's get this on again. There we go. I'll hold it. You hold this and I'll open the doors. I think I've got enough hands without burning anything.
So it is a picture of the Nativity because it's showing all the people that came to see Jesus because they loved him. Yeah.
Isn't it just so lovely that the children did this last week for us, the young people? And that, so if you'd like to light this... Oh, sorry. There we go. Thank you very much.
Lord, we receive your love with joy. We welcome you here. God, you are good and you are worthy to be praised. You wrap us in arms of grace. You smile on us. We are yours and you are here. Thank you, Jesus, for being our Saviour, our hope and our friend. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. So that's candles 1, 2, 3 and 4. And there's just one left. And that is the fifth one, the Christ candle, the white candle. And the white stands for purity and Jesus as being the light of the world. And John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And Jesus came to take away our sin so that we might have a renewed relationship with God. And I thought this was interesting. His birth was for his death. And his death was for our new birth. I'll say that again. His birth was for his death, and his death was for our new birth. And so, Tristan.
Toby.
Toby, sorry, Toby. Oh, I'm so sorry. I do beg your pardon. Oh, dear. Maybe. Actually, the white one should go in the middle, but it's not going to look quite right if I try and hide it. So I did. These are nicked, borrowed, recycled ones from the Anglican Church because obviously they use new ones every year. So thank you.
Surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, Revelation 22:20. Jesus, our Saviour, you are King of all kings and Lord of all lords. We thank you that you have promised to come again one day, not as a baby in the stable, but as King of all the world. We thank you that then everyone will know who you are and be ready to obey you. Amen.
Thank you very much, Tristan. Oh, Toby. Sorry. Sorry, please forgive me. So, as we just look at the next slide and see that the message of Advent are fruits of the Holy Spirit, hope, peace, joy, and love. And my challenge to you this morning is Christ in the centre of our lives, and does all we do come out of our relationship with him? Because it is Emmanuel, God with us. And so, the last slide. Advent is a time when we anticipate the divine venturing to earth at the Nativity, bringing transformation. Yes, in history, history was transformed. The pivotal point of history was the birth of Jesus. And the pivotal point of transformation in our lives is when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Saviour and to forgive our sins. And also the transformation that was mentioned in the video that we watched at the beginning. The transformation that we can make to those around us if we allow the seeds that Charlotte talked about to grow in our own lives. And the suggestions that were made in the video were to volunteer at a hospital or a soup kitchen, spend extra time in prayer, be patient with your family, speak kindly to strangers, and to share with them hope, peace, love, and joy. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we just thank you for this time of Advent that we can just meditate and carve out time to be still, to focus on you and to think of the great miracle of the Nativity. And Father, we just ask that at this time of year when so many people leave you completely out of Christmas, Lord, may we never be the ones that open presents and forget that the whole point and the reason of Christmas is your birth. And we want to keep you in the centre of our Christmases and to experience transformation in our lives at this time. In Jesus' name, amen.